Dara Lisa, Trump Needs Allies in Congress. By Robert Krajicek on September 16, 2020. President Donald Trump needs allies in the House of Representatives, said former Representative Dara Lisa. RCA, commenting on his campaign to represent California's 50th congressional district in a joint interview with Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polack. Lisa, who previously represented the 49th district before retiring, is facing off against Democrat Amar Kampanachar, who is running in the district for the second time. Trump nominated Lisa in 2017 to become director of the U.S. Trade and Development Agency. I got blocked by one particular Democrat in the Senate, Bob Menendez, recalled Lisa. Former Representative Duncan Hunter, DCA, represented California's 50th district until his resignation after pleading guilty to the misuse of campaign funds. I enjoyed my time in Congress, said Lisa. I think I can make a real difference, and President Trump needs people at his side in his second term. Listen. Kampanachar has attacked Lisa as an outsider to the district. He has also mocked Lisa for supporting Trump after previously opposing him. Lisa supported Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, in the 2016 presidential race. In the interview Sunday, Lisa highlighted Kampanachar's praise of his grandfather, Muhammad Yusuf al-Najjar, Abu Yusuf, a Palestinian terrorist involved in the mass murder of Israeli athletes at the 1972 Olympic Games in Munich, Germany. He was killed in 1973 by Israeli commandos in Beirut, Lebanon. Lisa said, 5 years ago, he was still calling his grandfather a legend, and he is still very close to his father who is high-ranking member of the PLO. He grew up in Gaza, and he is still an individual who is quite anti-Israel. Lisa added, he changed his name from Amar Yasser Najjar to Kampanachar, so he could be more Hispanic, but that's politics. We're used to it, but the voters need to be informed. Kampanachar's mother is Mexican-American. Lisa noted Kampanachar had been endorsed left-wing elected politicians such as Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Kampanachar supports gun control legislation, and has been endorsed by Moms Demand Action. However, he describes himself as a supporter of the Second Amendment on his website. Kampanachar is a responsible gun owner who believes in the Second Amendment. He supports adopting the same common-sense practices used by the military before issuing recruits a weapon, like background checks, psych evaluation, training and safe storage. Instead of banning firearms because of how they look, Amar believes investing in mental health and enforcing existing laws on bump stocks and conversion kits will go further to reduce gun violence. Via Twitter, Kampanachar seemingly invited Lisa to a marksmanship challenge. Lisa replied to Kampanachar's on Breitbart News Sunday, "When I served my country for 10 years in the Army, I was awarded as an expert marksman. I think I could hit a target if I needed to, but I don't need to prove that." Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. This article has been updated to note that Kampanachar's mother is Mexican-American.